Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Well, I went to Virginia last week. Had a great time. Got to see lots of buddies in the Lord. People that I feel like I grew up with in God. Amen. I was very encouraged by the teaching, by the preaching. Brother Cunningham is a bishop to me, a very dear mentor, if you will. And I got caboodles of stuff, amen, to feed the flock, if you will. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me go to the scriptures. Thank you, musicians. And Ezekiel chapter 18 is where I'd like to turn your attention, beginning to read there, verse 30. Ezekiel chapter 18, beginning at verse 30. Therefore, I will judge you. Starts out kind of rough. Hold on, it gets better. O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Amen. This is powerful scripture right here. Amen. Verse 31, continuing, cast away from all your transgressions there whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. God doesn't want you to die in vain. Amen. God wants you to live in victory. Amen. This verse ends, wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. Hallelujah. Amen. This is my topic, a new heart and a new start. A new heart and a new start. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask even now, Lord, that your will, Lord, would be accomplished here today in this place. Lord, that you, Lord, would just touch our mind, touch our spirit. And Lord, let the Holy Ghost, let your Holy Spirit, Lord, direct our path today. Put words in my mouth. Open our hearing. Lord, touch our hearts, I pray. Help us, Lord, to do your will. Even now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. A new heart and a new start. I remember long ago working in the shipyard that my supervisor was talking to me about one of our co-workers. I did not know the man personally, but my boss was telling me of him, and we worked around him. He had received a heart transplant. And that, you know, this was, I don't know, probably 30 or maybe even 35 or so years ago in my life. So at that time, it was a miracle of an operation. This person had a new heart from a different person in him. And he was at work, working with us, alongside of us, and he looked just like a normal guy. He was doing really good. He had a new heart and a new start in his life. Amen. What an awesome thing it is. I have this other example, a story, a Spanish athlete, young man, dearly beloved by his family and his friends, and he was unfortunately involved in a fatal car crash that took his life. Amen. At the same time, a young black father was dying due to an irreparable heart issue. The doctors were unable to help him. The parents of the athlete that was killed in the car crash, they signed the papers to donate their son's heart to the young dying father. That heart saved his life. making it possible for him to live out his life as a husband, as a father to his children. He was granted a whole new start in life. After that successful surgery, after everything was done, after he made it through the operation, the father and the husband, they were in the hospital with the family and the recovering, and they were doing very well, and he was surrounded by his family. He was weeping with joy. That young father announced to his wife and to his children, I have been given a new heart, and I'm going to make a new start. Amen. Now, these are physical stories, but it's absolutely true. When you get a new heart, it is truly a new start. Amen. You see, the renowned heart surgeon that did that surgery, his name was Dr. Maggi Yacoub. A heart transplant, it's not just a procedure. It's a rebirth. Amen. A brand new start. Praise the Lord. Now, in the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel, we read from Ezekiel just a little bit ago, he declared the intentions of God toward his creation. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, he says, a new heart, someone say new heart. New heart. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. You see, the hard times in our world, the hard situations, the things that transpire, the things in our world, that evil that's all around us, it truly can make us calloused. It can make us hard in our heart. Amen. But I'll tell you what, when God finishes His work in us, when God does His thing for us, when God gives us a new spiritual heart, we absolutely have a brand new start. Amen. Praise the Lord. The new heart that Jesus gives to us, the new spirit He puts within us, it enables us. It allows us. It makes us capable of leaving the past in the past. I'll tell you what. In fact, just this week I was talking to a coworker, not directly one of my guys that I work with every day, but a guy that I see every once in a while, and we were talking in the hallway at work, and been through hard times, and we were telling him, I'm praying for him. I pray God will help you. In fact, he used to years ago do snow plowing for us here at the church, and so I have some relation with him. Family problems, just I hate to see it. And I try to tell him, I tell you what, God can heal that situation. And it's so sad when, for example, the child no longer has relation with the parent. That's tragic. And yet, it happens so often in our world where families are just torn apart because of not leaving the past in the past. Amen. Unable to fully forgive, or unable to get over an obstacle or a hardship or a problem that took place. Something in the past that is preventing the future from being how God wants it to be. Amen. The Holy Ghost, when God gives us a new heart, amen, when His Spirit is put within us, He makes us able to have a new start. Amen. Maybe you couldn't before, but when you get God, you can. Amen. God makes all the difference in our world. Amen. We really can. God enables us to enjoy a brand new life. A brand new start. You can heal those relationships that were broken when your heart is made new in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. A brand new life. The Apostle Paul wrote in the New Testament, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting," someone say forgetting. God will help us to forget those things that were hurting us in the past. Amen. There's people that, there may be someone here today under the sound of my voice, or maybe they will hear this recording in the future, that God will help you forget. Sometimes we need to forget about those old things. Sometimes we need to get past or over or beyond those things that happened before. God will help us get past it. "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." Man, I got to go on new to find something that is powerful and glorious and wonderful in Jesus Christ. Verse 14, the very next verse, it's not always easy. It says, "I press." Someone say press. I press. It's going to take your effort to go down this path. It's going to take your willingness to go with Jesus Christ on this journey. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." I tell you what, God really wants to give us a brand new start. God wants to give us a brand new heart. God wants to do something wonderful in our life that we could not do on our own, that only He can do within us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Word of God describes the effect of a new heart this way. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," number one, he is a new creature. Praise the Lord. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. You want to have a fresh relationship with your children. You want to have a fresh anointing on your life. You want to have a brand new start. You want to start over and let God direct this path. Praise the Lord. God can do it today. Amen. God can give you a brand new start right now. When we give our heart to Jesus Christ. You see, giving our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, the results are always, someone say always. They are always good. Amen. They're always positive. They are always powerful. And this I know as well, they're sure. Amen. You know, our world was, well, try this, try that, or try the counselor, or the psychologist, or psychiatrist, or, you know, they'll try this medication or that medication. They'll try lots of things. There's practicing professionals of all different sorts and sizes and types. But there is one God who has your answer. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not against them, but I am for Jesus the Christ. Praise the Lord. My God is good. Amen. And I am blessed. And He is able to meet all my need. Amen. He is. Praise the Lord. When we give our heart to God, Jesus Christ, we literally start on a new journey, a spiritual renewal in our lives. Amen. We are not the same as we were. We don't think the same. We don't do the same. We are not the same as we used to be without Jesus in our lives. Amen. The Old Testament tells us that God would make you a new heart and a new spirit. We read that in our opening text. A new heart and a new spirit. A new heart means a new start. Praise the Lord. I thank God that we don't have to stay like we were. Amen. Oh, well, my parents and my grandparents. You know what? The tradition that you're from, I'm not saying that your family was bad. I'm just saying that I know a God who is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did you know, kind of switching topics here, did you know that we can do all kinds of things in the flesh, in our natural, carnal lives? People are doing it all the time. People are trying lots of different things. People are trying to get themselves better in all sorts of ways. Lots of ways. Dieting is a huge market in these United States of America. The number one reason for dieting? A new start and a better life. That's the reason why people go on diets. They want to start over. They want to get a new life. They want to change things from where they are. I'm not saying dieting is bad, but I'm not saying that's your answer either. I need Jesus. Praise the Lord. How about this? A gym membership. They pop up over there, and I see them down the street over there, and they're that way, and they're that way, and there's some that way. I tell you what, there's lots of places you can go if you're interested in working out. The number one reason for joining a gym, which I have never paid a membership at a gym, so I can't speak of this personally, but I do know people who go to gyms. And the number one reason for joining a gym is a new start and a better life. Amen. Sadly, changing this, another subject, there is a huge demand for divorce lawyers ending marriages in the United States of America. Right here where we live, it's a big business. There's lots of them making a lot of money. The number one reason for divorce and remarriage here in these United States of America, a new start and a better life. People want a new start and a better life. The answer is not getting a different crazy woman or a different crazy man. That's not the answer. The answer is getting Jesus Christ to give you a new heart and a new start. Amen. Tell you, I'm keeping in mind that I die. Amen. That's it. It's one wife, my whole life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be happy and love Jesus. It's a good life. Amen. Praise the Lord. How about this one? The number one reason for bankruptcy. You know what the number one reason for filing for bankruptcy is? A new start and a better life. And this is getting kind of redundant, isn't it? You think filing for bankruptcy is going to solve your problems? No, I don't believe it. The number one reason for going back to school later in life. I'm not against that. My mother went back to college after she had 13 children. Amen. She became a school teacher. In junior high, my mother was my social studies teacher. After she started college when I was in primary school. Anyway, I'm not against higher education, even at later years. I've seen the success in it. But do you want to guess what the number one reason for going back to school later in life is? A new start and a better life. It's the same reason. We just got through January. There was a whole bunch of New Year's resolutions made by people all over the world, by people in this country. You may know people that made New Year's resolutions that are in your life. Do you want to know the number one reason for New Year's resolutions, whatever it might have been? A new start and a better life. New Year's resolutions. Amazing. Many Americans view purchasing a new house or possibly even a new car. Could you see yourself tooling down the road in that brand new car? Do you want to know the number one reason for getting a new house? Or a new car? Amazing. A new start and a better life. It's the same reason. People are doing all kinds of things in lots of different aspects of your life trying to get a new start and a better life. Trying all sorts of stuff. Each of these choices, all of those options, every one of those things seldom work. The new car in Connecticut is going to get rusty. You just wait till you get towards the end of your payments. Maybe not that long. Whew. All of those choices are painful. You can get a new heart today in this service. Amen. Without paying a membership, you know, without doing those things. And it's painless. It doesn't even hurt to let God in your heart. Amen. All of those previous choices are expensive. They're going to cost you something. Every one of them. All of them cost. I tell you what. The gospel of Jesus Christ, living for the Lord. Amen. Does not cost you anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. All of those other options are time consuming. They may take a long time. You go to the gym this afternoon, this evening, when you come home from the gym, you look the same as when you went. You go next week to the gym. Guess what? The end of next week, you're going to look almost the same next week. It's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of work, and a lot of time to see any results. I'm telling you, God can change your heart, give you a brand new start today. Today, right now, before you leave this building today, God can give you a brand new heart, a brand new start. Amen. Let's love Him for just a moment. Lord, I love You. I thank You. Lord, You're wonderful and worthy. I praise You, Lord. I love You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. I worship You, my God. Praise the Lord. Now, when you go to the gym, and you got that new house, you got that new car, and you're disappointed because you still have problems. You still have disappointments. Things aren't working out like you thought they would. Amen. You thought it'd be all better by now. The disappointment is sinking in. When you get a brand new heart and a brand new start in Jesus Christ in this service today, amen, when you leave, when you go out these doors and you get to your car, you will know that God did something special today. Amen. You don't have to wait for next week or next month or next year. Amen. God can do it right now. You will not be disappointed in what God does in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of those, most all of those other things seldom are successful in giving you a brand new heart and a brand new start. Amen. A new heart and a new start is a reoccurring theme in the Bible. It's over and over again. In fact, from the old to the new, from before to now, from then till today, it's a reoccurring theme. It's happened in my life. It's happened in others' lives. It can happen in your life today. I know it's true because God has done it for me. He'll do it for you. How about transformation? Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world." You don't have to do it like everybody else does in this world. "But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Amen. God wants to prove how good He is in your life. God wants to do it for you. Renewal, Psalm 51, verse number 10. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Amen. God can do it in your life. A new beginning, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. We read it already. Let me read it again. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Man, I can see with brand new eyes. I can hear with brand new ears. I can think with a brand new mind. My God can make things new in me. Praise the Lord. In healing, Yeah, in fact, in our elements class today, we were talking about, you know, you can believe God is a healer when you're sick in bed. Amen. When you are hurting, God is still a healer. Amen. By faith, we know that God is still who He is. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. When people come up to be prayed for, that's in Scripture. We're fulfilling what the Word says. It tells us to do that here in James chapter 5, verse number 15. And the prayer of faith shall, someone say shall, shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. I'll tell you what, my God can touch my mind. He can help me think differently. God can help me forgive those past wrongs. God can heal my inward mind. God can touch my heart. He can heal my body. He can heal situations. He can help my family. I tell you, God is able. God can heal more than the flesh. Amen. Doctors practice medicine. And I'm not against doctors. I go to doctors. I see doctors. But I know who is my healer. Amen. It's Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Healing is in the hand of God. Deliverance. Psalm 34, verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Do you understand? Can you read what that says? Look what that says. Out of all, someone say all. Do you think your problem, your situation, your condition, that your trouble is bigger than God? No. There has never been a problem God can't solve. Amen. He is the healer of all diseases. Amen. He is the redeemer of all flesh. Amen. Freedom. John chapter 8, verse 36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free. If God gives you deliverance, God does a special thing in your life. If God makes you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. Satan cannot hold on to you when God delivers you. Amen. Sin does not stay in you when God forgives sin. Oh, Pastor, you don't know what I've done. Please don't tell me. I don't need to know. God already knows. You don't have to tell Him. But what you do need to do is repent. You do have to know that God is the Redeemer, the Savior of our souls. When you ask God to forgive you, He is faithful and just to forgive all our sin. It doesn't matter what you did, when you did it, who you did it to. It doesn't matter when it was, if it happened, where, if you did or you didn't. Sometimes people think you did and you didn't do it. It don't matter. God can heal all that past problems. God, when you ask God, forgive me, Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm sorry for my sin. When you truly repent, turn, that means you intend not to do that anymore. Turn from your sin. God, I want your help to live for you. When you repent, God is faithful and just to forgive you of that sin. Amen. And then that baptismal tank, it's got fresh, clean water in there yesterday. Heaters went in. That water should be plenty warm. It's been more than around about 12 hours already. Those heaters have been in there. I'm pretty sure that water is nice and warm. It would be a great day to get a brand new heart and a brand new start. Amen. By being baptized in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. What a great day it would be. Repentance. I started talking about it right there. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. If we, that's the first thing, we have to do something. If we, that's our part, that's you and I. If we confess our sins, God does four things in this verse. First, He is faithful. And number two, God is just. Amen. He is faithful and just to number three, to forgive our sins. Amen. God is faithful to forgive our sins. And number four, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'll tell you what, God is able right now, today, to do His wonderful work in our lives, in your life, in my life, amen, in any life that will call on His name and obey His word. Water baptism, Romans chapter 6 and verse number 4. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. God wants to give us a brand new heart, a brand new start, that we can walk and live and be in Him. Water baptism and Holy Spirit baptism is the plan of God for our lives. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. And be renewed in your spirit, or in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I'll tell you what, we cannot do this without Jesus Christ. We need to depend and believe on Jesus the Christ to do this in us. Amen. This sign on the wall right behind me, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, he said, repent. Ask God to forgive you. Turn from sin. Turn toward God. It's repentance. Said unto them, repent. Then he told us what to do next. Be baptized. I talked about that. Baptismal tank's right there. There's changes of garments and the baptismal robes in the other room. You put your dry clothes off. You put your baptismal robe on. A minister will baptize you in the name of Jesus, of the Lord Jesus Christ, dip you in that water. It's a physical obedience of a spiritual command. Amen. Repent, and, you know, there's some people that would say, oh, just ask God to forgive you and you're all done. That's not what the Word says. The Word says, yes, you have to repent. You got to ask God to forgive you. And then you have to obey. Repent and be baptized. It tells us what to do and how to do it. How shall we be baptized? Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. It tells us what to do and how to do it. When we get baptized, it needs to be in the name of the one that died for our sins. It needs to be in the name of the one who saves you. It needs to be in the name of the Almighty God, Jesus the Christ. Praise the Lord. And I say it not to tear people down. It's to bring people up. Amen. It's that God can, that we can obey His Word and God can lift us up. That God can do what He said in His Word in our lives. That we can have a brand new heart. A heart that does not have sin. A heart that is forgiven, that is remitted. Baptized in the name of Jesus Christ tells us what happens when you do that for the remission. You know what remission is? It's payment. If you paid your bill is paid. Jesus Christ paid the bill for sin. And how that payment is applied to your life is by repenting and being baptized in Jesus' name. This scripture tells us what to do, how to do it, and why. For the remission of sins. For the payment. It's how the payment for sin is applied to our life. It's in baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of sins. And then it tells us what's going to happen after. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God wants to give us His Spirit to be in us. You see, our entire experience with God. In fact, all of our experiences with God are wrapped up in one verse. And we've already read it twice. I'm going to read it a third time. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'll tell you what, this life in Jesus Christ, it cannot, I don't know that I could even truly explain it without having God come down and do it. Amen. It sounds so good, but when He does it in your life, it's even better than it sounds. Amen. It's even better than I thought it could possibly be. It's even more than I thought God would do. Amen. Jesus Christ changed everything in my life. Why is it different? A new heart equals a new start. Amen. All those reasons why people do all those things, that's not really what they're looking for. That's not really what they need. What they need is an experience with God. Jesus' first miracle. When it would be indicative of the entire earthly ministry. When He changed that water into wine, and this is one of my very favorite places to preach from. Jesus did a miracle at a wedding feast where, I'll tell you what, control, someone say control. Control of what was going to happen gets put in the hand of God. Amen. They had a problem that they didn't know how to fix. They didn't know how to fix this problem. People have problems they don't know how to fix all the time. Amen. And God is able. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. You got a prayer request? Okay. She asked for prayer right now. All right. Lord, I love you. I know, need you. Lord, I love you. God, I pray your hand, Lord, to be in her life and her body and her flesh right now. That in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you are able to touch her life. I know, God, that you're able. I pray your hand, Lord, to meet her need, to touch her flesh. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray your hand, Lord, to be in her. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' precious name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, let your will be done. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I praise you. I thank you. I love you, Lord. I worship you, Jesus. I praise your name, Lord. I thank you, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I worship you. I thank you, my God. Have your way in her life, God. I praise your name. I love you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Lord, I worship you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God, I praise your name. I worship you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mighty God. Mighty God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just like Jesus did in his very first miracle. When his mother, who was the in charge of that wedding, she told the servants, whatever he says, pointing at Jesus, whatever he says, do it. Amen. Do it. Whatever God says is what we need to do. He might say one thing, she might say another. The other person says another thing, and there's you ask 20 different people, you might get 20 different answers. But I tell you, my God is able to meet your need. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. God, I praise you. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I magnify you. Praise you. I thank you. Lord, I worship you, Jesus. Jesus took all kinds of situations in scriptures. And he took the situation that was at hand. He blessed a little boy's lunch. And with that small meal for a boy, he fed the thousands. Amen. He fed 5,000 men, plus women and children. Amen. With that boy's lunch. Maybe you don't have enough. But I tell you, my God is enough. Amen. He spat in the dust and the dirt, and he rubbed it on the blind man's eyes. And when that man obeyed, he could see. Maybe it wasn't how you thought it would be. But it's how God chose to do it. Amen. The lame could walk in the name of Jesus. The deaf could hear in the name of Jesus. The diseased were cleansed in the name of Jesus. The bound were set free in the name of Jesus. The hungry were fed in the name of Jesus. The possessed were delivered in the name of Jesus. The dead were raised back to life again in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ never left anything or anybody like he found them. When we have an encounter with Jesus Christ, amen. When God gives us a new heart it absolutely will give you a new start. Amen. And it can be right now, today. Amen. Brother Dyke, would you come? Praise the Lord. We can leave here today with a brand new testimony. Would you stand with me? There's people under the sound of my voice who know what I've been talking about. How many here have been healed in your body in the name of Jesus? Hands all over the place. How many here have been baptized in Jesus' name? Had your sins remitted? Amen. How many here have spoken in other tongues and had God fill you with the Holy Ghost? Amen. There's people all over this place that God has done wonderful things for. And God wants to do it in every single life. And there's lives that God needs to do it again for. Amen. Maybe there is a problem that you need help with. Maybe there is a situation right now in your life. I tell you, God can help you today. Amen. That you can be refreshed and renewed and have a new heart and a new start right now from this place today. Would you join me? Let's go to the Lord. In fact, I want to open up this altar and ask people to come and to pray and to seek His face and to know His will. Let God have His way. Lord, I love You, Jesus. I praise You. I thank You. Lord, I worship You. I thank You, my God. I love You, Lord. I worship You, Jesus. I praise You, Lord. I love You, Jesus. I magnify Your name. Lord, I worship You today. I praise You, Lord. I thank You, Jesus. I worship You. Thank You, Lord, for all that You're doing. Thank You, Lord, for all that You've done. In Jesus' name.